This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We go out to our SDCCU fan hotline right now. Joining us, the defensive coordinator for the San Diego State Aztecs. They play at New Mexico State on Saturday night. Zach Arnett is with us. Coach, it is good to have you back on Bennett Woods. First time on our new home here. How you doing, man?
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, congratulations on the start to the season. Not just 2-0, but on defense, ranking in the top 10 nationally in many categories, including, I guess, the most important category if you're a defensive coach, and that would be points allowed. Not that many of them. 0 in the first game, just 14 to UCLA in the second game. What's been going right for your guys so far?
Well, the guys have done a nice job of playing hard and knowing what to do, and for the most part executing it the way the game plan calls for that coach sets up. I think it's way too early, you know, 2 games to be talking about stats, and you gotta get through the season before you can look back and actually really evaluate how good the defense was.
And coach, the opponent you guys will have this weekend, I mean, they've had a rough go of it this year. They've also played number 23, Washington. They lost 58-7. Then they had to play number 2, Alabama, 62-10. There, when you see a team like this, what is your biggest fear as a defensive coordinator? That they are just so, I mean, are they just so beaten up and battered? Or do you fear them being like a wounded animal that can come out and punch you guys in the mouth?
No, I think you watch them on film and you recognize immediately off the bat the talent that they do have there, and then schematically the things they do that make it hard on you. I mean, second play of the game versus Washington State in the opener, right, their running back, who I think is probably their best player, he just takes a little zone play and he's up the sideline for about a 25-yard gain. Looks like he's the fastest guy on the field. I mean, they spread you sideline to sideline, they're getting the ball out quick, and when they give you those formations and spread you out like that, that just means everything is in a lot of space. There's a lot of one-on-one tackles. So if you miss a tackle in open space, it can go for a 65-yard touchdown. You know, it's going to be a lot of yards after the catch if you don't do a good job tackling.
What's been the mood around practice this week? I mean, a little extra swagger after beating UCLA. Is that a good thing? I mean, you obviously don't want guys to get overconfident at this point in the season either. But, you know, how have things been following that win at the Rose Bowl?
Well, you hope the team is mature enough, and obviously you rely on your senior class to get the message across to everyone that, and it's just like Coach said, right? Our stated goal is to win the conference championship, and winning that game versus UCLA means absolutely nothing towards that goal. And then that's the way it is for a bunch of teams in the conference. Mountain West Conference done really well against the Pac-12 and Power 5 teams at the start of this season, but every team wants to win the conference championship, and quite frankly, those victories mean nothing towards that. And so we get the guys back in. They get Sunday off after the game, get back in on Monday, review the tape from UCLA, obviously point out the things we did well, the things we need to improve upon if we're going to have continued success. And then you throw them in the New Mexico State film and you just show them, hey, guys, they got just as good athletes as we have, and they're going to prepare like heck because they got their home opener and they're excited to be back at home. And they're going to be ready for you. And if we don't get ourselves prepared to play, then you know you're going to be sorely disappointed on that plane ride back. And so I think the guys got that message, and they come out to work and have put the UCLA game to bed and have moved on and know that we're getting ready to face a really talented opponent.
We are talking to SDSU defensive coordinator Zach Arnett here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Kiava Tizzino is a player. He was a great player last year. He's really coming into his own and getting a lot of that national, you know, national talk, and he's a guy you fully expect to be playing on Sundays, don't you?
Well, I certainly think Kiava's going to get a chance to. You know, he had a heck of a year last year. Really proud of the way he's worked this off season. Voted a team captain, so that says a lot about what his teammates think of him, both as a teammate and how he works every day. And so, I sure hope he has an even better season this year than last year, and I got a feeling he'll certainly have an opportunity to play on Sundays. Now, there's a lot that goes into that. Me never having coached in the NFL, you know, I know it's a changing game up there, and I keep hearing more and more about fewer and fewer linebackers are being kept on NFL rosters because the spread is taking over the NFL as well. So it's getting difficult. Calvin Munson, really good linebacker for us a couple years ago. I know he's hung around the Patriots with the practice squad, but it's tough to crack those NFL rosters as a linebacker, but I certainly think Keon's going to have an opportunity to do so.
Aztecs defensive coordinator Zach Arnett with us here on Ben and Woods. Coach, have you ever lost a game as a coach? Because I know Rocky said this week that coaches never won a game. Coaches can only lose games. That's a lot of pressure, that you can only lose games, so you can only mess up. You can't do anything right, apparently.
Yeah, that's the truth, though. I mean, there's not a coach who makes a tackle, throws a touchdown pass, you know, runs for a touchdown. The players make plays, so players go out there and play, and they're the ones who win the game. The only thing we can do is give them a bad game plan or put them in bad situations to where they don't have a chance to be successful. And so, yeah, I'm sure over the 8 years I've been here, you know, we can certainly think back to some games where we think we made some bad decisions in game planning or preparation, and we didn't have our guys give them the best chance to go in and be successful. And, yeah, those haunt you as a coach. So, obviously, you try to work like hell.
I'm just teasing you a little bit because, you know, it's Rocky being Rocky, and that's one of Rocky's, I guess you call them Rocky-isms that he talks about, and I've heard him say before, but it just seems like a lot of pressure. Woods, would you like a job where you couldn't do anything right? You could only do things wrong.
I do that job anyway here in radio. Yes.
Coach, when you pop in the film against New Mexico State, obviously they play Alabama last week, so you're seeing the Crimson Tide on there, right? This is obviously a little bit above your pay grade, something that J.D. Wicker would have to consider, but would you like a shot against a team like that? I heard that it had been brought up, you know, Alabama, they're not going to come out to San Diego, but they invite San Diego State to come play them in Tuscaloosa. Would you like a shot at a team like that or a Clemson if the opportunity presented itself?
You're exactly right. Those decisions are way above my pay grade.
What do you see when you look? I mean, you see them on. You're not breaking them down,
I'm watching, focusing on New Mexico State's offense versus Alabama's defense, and I'd sure like to line up with several of the guys they got on their defense. I did not get to see any of Alabama's offense. I know, you know, you see what Tua Tagovailoa and his stats are on the season and the different things they're doing. So
I bet their defense looked pretty good too, though, right?
Yes, they did. I know they've suffered a couple injuries from what I've heard in national reports, but they certainly seem to be loaded as always.
I mean, it's not just San Diego State. I mean, Alabama and Clemson have kind of separated themselves from all of college football, wouldn't you just kind of say, just in the last few years. I don't know what the secret sauce is, what the magic is, but do you think that's good for college football the way that they've kind of turned themselves into, you know, 1A and 1B of your entire sport?
Well, they do seem to be meeting up against each other either in the semis or the finals annually over about the last 4 or 5 years. I think it's good. Anytime there's elite competition, right, it's good for the sport because it makes everyone else, you're working harder to compete with those guys. You know, now obviously those are two teams on the opposite end of the country that we don't really have any interaction with or come across on the recruiting trail very much because it's just not an area of the country where we're devoting resources to go and recruit. So I haven't really come across them, but it's certainly not going to knock either of those programs because they put in work and they recruit really talented players and they're reaping the benefits of that.
Well, Coach, good luck to the Aztecs against the Aggies on Saturday night. And then Utah State, the conference opener, is just around the corner when I know it gets a little extra serious around those parts. You even get clapped back into a meeting after spending some time out with us now?
Yes, sir. We'll get back into a staff meeting here and try to finish up this game plan.
All right, we'll let you back to it. Thanks, Coach.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Zach Arnett, defensive coordinator at San Diego State on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 3.15% APR. Low rates means low payments. Apply today at sdccu.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.